Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless everyone tonight on Be Set Free Ministry. Amen. We had a special guest tonight, Pastor Harry and Brother Bobby and Sister Samantha. They're preaching about the resurrection of Jesus. This week is the Holy Week. We give God the thanks. We give God the glory. Because everything has already been done. And we just want to praise Him. And God bless all of y'all for coming in and listening. God bless everyone on Blog Talk Radio and whoever is listening on the internet. Sit back, relax. Get that coffee maker percolating. It's not a mistake that y'all in here tonight. And God is doing an amazing thing. He's working behind the scenes. You know, a little times that He wants full armor of God, the blood of Jesus to be upon us. For we are the head, not the tail. We are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Amen. Just hold on. If y'all got a little bit of strength, know that that little bit of strength is going to turn to be big faith. With the lady that had just a little bit of a cake and oil, and she gave all that she got to that disciple. And when she obeyed God, God filled those oil jars to the rim. And we're going to get filled tonight to the rim. Today we're not eating spiritual food. We're not eating food, but we're going to eat spiritual food tonight. God bless y'all. I'm going to put Brother Bobby on the air.
Each and every one of y'all that are on the line tonight.
God bless you.
All the listening audience. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is our brother Pastor Harry on? Pastor Harry?
God bless you, Uncle Bobby. I'm here. He's not quite in yet.
Just,
I guess I'll put him in when he comes in.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Any of our sisters on the line?
We got a couple of people on the line so far. God bless y'all for coming in. Welcome to Be Set Free Ministries, where life is good in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. First of all, Sister Marie, I would like to thank our Lord and our Savior for tonight. For letting us come in and to His Word, pack very much Blog Talk Radio, that we are coming to all the brothers and sisters throughout all of the United States and the global world. We bring out the word, the truth of our Lord and our Savior, and we only speak of His truth. We don't speak of ourselves, and we do this through the King James Bible. This is what we read from, and we like for everyone, all the listeners that are on the line tonight, to have your Bible ready. Have also a notepad, a pen, a pencil, the mark down scriptures that the pastor and myself and the brothers and sisters will be reading tonight, so you can have a truth that the Lord has given us. God bless you, my sister Marie.
God bless
you. Do we have anybody coming in?
Whoever wants to be on air for prayer or testimony or sharing, please press 1 and I'll put y'all on the air. Brother Harry is not in right now, but give it some time. He will come in. God bless y'all.
Amen. And amen. Mm-hmm. Sister Marie, I spoke with our brother John from California.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his granddaughter. And she's 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be making a surgery very soon on the skull. And they need to do the surgery and shave off some of the bone, they were saying, from the skull. And he should be on the line tonight. He wants to give glory to the Lord. He spoke about this today. He was telling me about that. Yeah.
Amen.
But the surgery, they performed it about 8 months ago. And it was, it took about 6 hours. And what it was, the skull wasn't growing. And the brain couldn't grow because the skull was stopping it. And they had to make that surgery then. And they did. And that surgery was so successful for the baby. And the baby is all right. But what happened is they left some, and it's graphic, they left some springs in the skull so the skull can, as it grows, so it moves. And they're going to take those springs out, I think, on the 14th of this month of April. So he should be on the line shortly to go ahead and wants to speak of God's glory, what God done for them, how he give them back hope for their grandchild. And it was very important to me to bring this up. And I would like for everyone to know, and everybody that prayed, God bless each and every one of y'all. It's what we need to do. We need to pray for one another. In these times that we are in, and all these manner of sickness, and we hear so much of this cancer and other diseases, and cancer seems to be, God forbid, a plague. Just about everyone we hear from, someone in the family, God forbid in Jesus' precious name, has cancer. We need all to pray and fast, thank our Lord, and to worship Him, and to keep this ugly disease away and send it back into the lake of fire where it belongs. And let it die there in Jesus' precious name. And I say this with all my heart, because my daughter also has cancer. And I thank the Lord that she's starting to recover. I thank the Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Praise you. I praise you, my Lord and my Savior, for that. And also my sister Marie at the switchboard. Her mom also had cancer, but she's doing fine. Thank God Almighty. Praise God. So, each and every one of us that's on the line tonight that has something to say about this very ugly disease, which I say is from, it's from the devil. It's so ugly. Let us know. Come together. Let us pray to our Lord. Let us petition Him about this ugliness, what's going on in all the countries today, especially America, that is coming through the food processing, this disease. May the Lord bless each and every one of y'all. And may His hands of protection be upon you. Amen. And amen.
Amen, Uncle Bobby. Well, we got Brother Harry 510-827. You are on the air. God bless you.
Hi, Bobby. God bless you guys.
God bless you, Pastor Harry. Amen.
Amen. And then I was listening to you, Bobby, and I was hearing the prayer, and that's very important today for us to, as people of God, to pray. Okay, it's always important for us to pray for the people with addictions, with sicknesses, marriage problems, financial problems, because they know what they're going through, and they need a hope, not a false hope, but the hope. And the hope is Christ. Christ, the Holy One of Israel. He's the hope for all things. Okay, and this is what we're hoping for. We put our trust in Him and our hope in Him, that when we do pray, that our prayer is an honest prayer and a fervent prayer. Because the prayer of a righteous man exceeds to God's kingdom. A righteous woman. A righteous woman. And I know that there's a lot of people who need prayer. And that's very important as people of God today, that we should pray for other people. Other people. You know, a lot of people don't know what's going on in their lives, and they feel like they're alone. But Jesus said something in the garden when he was in the Mount of Olives. He said, "Yet I'm alone, but yet I am not alone. The Father's with me." And
amen.
At that time, and we got to understand, when you think you're alone, guys, please, please, you're not alone. No matter what you're going through, remember, we're not dealing with a small God. We're dealing with an awesome and big God. He's the same God who created the universe, the same God who's created all things. So there's nothing too hard for him. You know, guys, we could back up scripture all the way, and we could see the miracles of God, the hand of God, how he delivered his people out of Egypt, how he delivered the prophets from death, and how he took them home. You know, guys, we got to understand and we got to believe. We got to believe. Jesus said, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. Well, how's our faith? And this is what we're going to talk about. Praise God. Are we in a world today that has no more faith? Are we in a world today that mankind just doesn't care for each other no more? Or they just said, you know what? I'm all right. You know, whatever they do, you know, that's on them. No, it's not on them. It's all on God. But we got to put our trust in God, our faith in God, and our understanding in God. And how do we get this understanding? Is by reading his wonderful word. A lot of us go through something. A lot of us go through something today. You know, a lot of my friends, they went through addictions, and nobody seems to understand what addiction means. Addiction means it's a sickness. Do you think somebody got up in the morning and said, today I'm going to start to do drugs and be an addict? No, it didn't happen like that. You wouldn't say that to a man who's got sugar diabetes or to a person who's got cancer. It's a sickness. We need to pray for them, counsel them on how to take care of the addiction, how to go about the withdrawals. See, if a man don't know nothing about that and he says, God bless you, I'll pray for you, then that's not where it's at. They got to understand. They need to go and take care of the addiction, go to an AA meeting and take care of all that. And that's the way, but you just don't leave it go like that. You pray for the brothers and you talk to them. Because you don't think they get up in the morning and they curse the day that they was born. Every time they spend their little last dollar, spending their last dollar instead of taking care of their families. They so much torment on them that they only know what they've gone through. So it's called addiction. Remember, let's not be quick to judge anybody today. Let us pray for the brothers and sisters who's got this problem. Let us pray for the brothers and sisters who's got sugar diabetes, because they know. See, a lot of people don't understand who people's got sugar. They get nervous easy. They get agitated easy. And a lot of people says, well, I can't deal with this man. Well, you know what? Maybe you can't deal with him, but God does. God deals with him.
Amen.
You just got to have the understanding to pray for the people. The families that are going through hard times, guys, remember, they're going through a little hard time. They said, Lord, when are you going to help us? Lord, please, I'm going through something hard in my life. But remember, who's carrying them through that road? God. God is carrying them. You know, we need to be a more caring people today by praying for the brothers. Be quick to listen and slow to answer, like the Bible says. Listen to their problems. Listen to them. Because sometimes they need a shoulder to cry on or a shoulder to lean on. That's what Paul the Apostle says. I have all things to all men that I may gain them all. What did Paul say? To gain them for himself? No, to gain them to Christ. And this is what our job is. If we are truly followers of God, we'll put the time and the effort, not only just pray for them, but also understand what they're going through, or try to understand. If you never had an addiction problem, then you wouldn't know what he's going through. If you was never sick, then you don't know what they're feeling. But listen, listen very careful, and hear the sympathy in their heart. Hear the cry out. Before God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, he said to Moses, I heard the affliction of my people. I heard their cry. He heard it. Don't you think God hears it? Come on, guys. We're dealing with an awesome God, a God that's great and awesome. But a man that preaches, a feel-good preacher, is not going to take you all the way home. That's a feel-good preacher. That's a temporary fix. You need a permanent fix, an eternal fix, and that's God. That's the Messiah. He's the one that gives the permanent fix. So this is what I'm trying to tell everybody. Praise God. You know, this is what we're all about here. Why we're here right now is to say how great we are. No, God forbid, how wonderful God is. How great and awesome, because he sent his son to the cross. And he, guys, we got to understand what the cross represents, and that we never forget what happened at the cross. That we may never, never, never forget how much he loved us. How much he loved us.
Amen.
And never,
God bless you, Mr. Harry.
And never feel sorry what he went through. Please, let me finish this. Let me tell you what God really did at the cross. A lot of people, I've been seeing a lot of things on Instagram about people getting whips, hitting dummies, and putting the crown on a dummy. God forbid that dummy can't hear, can't walk, can't speak. He can't do nothing. That is not our God. And everybody's feeling sorry for Jesus because he took a whipping. No, no, no. He felt sorry for us because we was doomed to destruction until he came along and sacrificed himself to the cross. In the book of John, 10:18, chapter 10, verse 18, he says, no one takes my life. I lay it down. I have the power to lay it down, and I have to take it again. This commandment I have from the Father. See, whooping God, this is how much I love my children. This is what he's saying. This is how much I love my children. So they won't be deceived. So Satan won't beguile them. So they won't get into hell. So they'll understand their sinners. So they'll understand, they'll repent and say, this is how much I love them. I'm going to take the beating. And don't you dare feel sorry for God, because God can do all things. Let me tell you, God can do all things, guys. We need to not underestimate God. I don't know. You think he'll answer my prayer? Well, who do you think he is? Until the day we acknowledge he's God, until the day we acknowledge he was the Savior and sent the Son, who is our Savior, that we needed a Savior before, because before he came along, guys, we were sitting ducks ready to go to perish. Perish. And this is why it's so important not to feel sorry, but to rejoice, because he felt sorry for us. Not to feel sorry for him, but to feel sorry to say, you know what, thank you, Lord. You had the time to think about me. You had the time to go to the cross and shed your precious blood and to forgive me for my wickedness, to take me out of my iniquities, to take me from my transgressions, to take me out of bondage, and to let that angel of death pass from my house and let me enter your kingdom.
Amen.
And this is a wonderful... this is a wonderful thing. The day we put that in our mind and say, you know what? We serve an awesome God, a powerful God, a living God, and we should never feel sorry for Jesus. Why? Because the day we feel sorry for the Messiah, we make him weak. We make him weak, and he is not a weak God. He is a powerful and awesome God that can do all things. All things, please understand me, and I'm being led right now. Understand what I'm saying. This is what God is telling us today. Stop thinking he's weak and know that he can, and know that he is, and know that he exists, and know that he's able and just to forgive you from your transgressions while it's still time.
Hallelujah.
While it's still time. While it's still time. Because I don't care what your situation is. I don't know what your situation is. Somebody may tell you this. I don't got time for this. But there's somebody who does care. There's somebody who wants to know you. There's somebody who wants to have a relationship with you. And his name is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one of Israel. He's the can-do God. He's the one. And there's no one else like him. There's no one else. Not of this world or the world to come. There's only one Jesus. He is the one, the way, and the life, and the truth. You cannot separate God and Jesus, because if you separate one from the other, you separate the gift of God. See, God gave us a gift through his son. God gave us the gift through his son. He gave us the gift through his son. Let me correct this, please, guys, that we all understand that we do pray to the Messiah. When you do have that time, quality time alone, or wherever you are, and you think you cannot handle it no more, and you think you cannot bear it no more, and you say, I can't, Lord, I can't do this anymore. There's so much on me, Lord. There's so many things in my mind, Lord. I cannot bear this world. Well, guess what? You wasn't talking to yourself. You was talking to God. God is listening to all things. You think that God cannot hear your prayer? As he's listening to the man's prayer in Japan, Nicaragua, Ethiopia, Hong Kong, he's also listening to you. God is omnipresent. God wants to be there where you are. And I want to encourage you people about this. Too many people forgot what God could do. Too many people said, well, there used to be a God, and now we're living in the future world. No, no, no. The same world that God created is the same world today. But mankind made it so much different. Mankind changed it. And they're trying to take God's word out of schools, out of libraries. You can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. This is what's going on today. People don't want you to talk about God. But it's all right to let everybody else speak about their religion, but we can't speak about our religion. What is our religion? Jesus. That's our religion. Believing in the living God. Believing in the living God. Remember,
hallelujah.
Jesus said, no one takes his life. Don't you think that he could have destroyed all mankind and let it go? But Jesus said, no one takes my life. I lay it down. I have the power to lay it down. And I have the power to give it again. Now, if you could name me any man that did this in the world's history, that died and he had his own power to raise himself back off from the dead in a tomb, move the rock, then please tell me, because I haven't read anything in histories of the world. I haven't heard anything else, another man being raised from the dead.
God bless you.
Except for Lazarus, but of course Jesus did that.
God bless you, brother.
Amen, Pastor Harry. I just want to make an announcement. Our radio program is full. And if a lot of people can't get in. So please, God bless you. Hopefully by next week, we should have everybody can come in. Everybody's calling and say that the radio program is full. I just want to make an announcement about that because we want to get to everybody. Harry, you brought up a very big topic, and glory goes to God.
Well, Pastor Samantha.
Yes, a pastor, Harry, sorry. God bless you. You brought in a lot of topic and a lot of things that you brought out. And if everybody knows who's the Lion of Judea, and who's the awesome God? He's Yahweh. And we need to understand, what God are they holding on to? Are they holding on to a little God, or are they holding on to a mighty big God? Odell Pennell, for us not to walk, but we must stand with Christ. And we got to understand, who are we walking with? Who are we worshiping with? Who are we giving our problem to? Are we giving it to man, or we're giving it to Christ? So God bless you, Pastor Harry, what you brought in and what you said, and for anybody to understand, what God are they believing? Are they believing in a big God or a small God? You know, our God is not small. Our God is, the world is his footstool. So
God bless you, because it says when King David wanted to build him a throne, and God told him, what could you do me when heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool? What could you do for God? I mean, when Jesus said it was, when Jesus said it was finished at the cross, it was finished. He created, he finished all things. Now we no longer have to take doves, rams, or goats to the Holy of Holies and sacrifice them. You don't have to do that no more. He was the last sacrifice.
Amen.
It's just a lot of, like you brought up in earlier in the program, that people have drug addiction.
Yes.
People have a sickness. depression. They have bipolar, schizophrenic, very much things that you would never think that would ever happen to a person. And everybody would say, how can this happen? Where is God? Why is God letting little children have cancer? Well, the Bible declares that the Lord says we have to believe and trust in Him. By His stripes we are healed. Gotta remember, the enemy is coming to rob, steal, and destroy.
To answer that question, it all happened in the garden. God wanted this world to be perfect and all healthy, live up to 1,000 years old. But that wasn't the issue. Mankind blew it by the woman. And that's where all the sicknesses, you know, everybody's trying to blame God. Well, God, why has this happened? Why? But there's a reason sometimes for things to happen. You might be in a place that you don't want to be, but you might meet somebody there that God could do a twofold miracle. See, God could do all things, but we just got to wait upon the Lord. See, a lot of people don't know what, like we were talking about the earlier addictions. They don't know when they start saying, you know, be careful with these guys. They're drug addicts. Watch out. Yeah, we use wisdom from God. You know, we understand what's right, wrong. But if we turn away from everybody and not at least minister the word and talk to them, and if you don't know what they're going through, then don't even bring up the conversation, because you got to know what they're going through. That's why they have places for these kind of things, for that kind of thing. Or places, you're not going to go to a dentist if you got sugar diabetes. You're going to go to a regular doctor because he knows what to give you. He'll give you insulin or he'll give you sugar medication. You know, it's common knowledge. You know, a lot of people says, well, you know, I need this, I need this. Sometimes it's just common sense. If you're sick, go to a doctor. Don't wait. And if you have a problem with addiction, pray. That helps. Have a brother or sister that could pray with you on the line. But it's also going to take endurance. It's going to take willpower. It's going to take all these things.
Amen. Pastor Harry, while you were speaking, glory goes to God, and God was ministering to me, it reminded me of the little boy that was possessed. And he came in, and everybody was saying, oh, this is the boy that's sick and possessed. And God went, Jesus went, and lift up his hand and asked the ugly demon to leave him. But isn't that the Bible declares that was spiritual, and now what we're going through is physical that people need to understand?
Well, here's the case with that. When Jesus talks to demon, he doesn't ask anything. He demands to leave. The Son of God. Yeah, the Son of the Living God. The Son of the Living God doesn't ask demons to leave. He demands them to leave because that's the authority he's got. And we got to understand, when there's something of a spirit that's not right, I mean, this is the world, but, you know, we have the Holy Spirit. We also have other spirits, too. We have other spirits, too, that are not with God. Oh, in the beginning, they was in the kingdom of God, but they rebelled and they went against God, and they made their own home, you know what I mean? But see, if we allow spirits, see, the Bible says don't even let a creep open in your door to allow it to happen. How do we allow bad things to happen? How do we allow the enemy to come in?
What
how
do
does that happen? Here's how this happens. This is the million-dollar question. By doing the wrong things, by saying it's all right because my friend did it. Oh, a little bit won't hurt you. It's only a little bit. I mean, God is a forgiving God. But if you want to show a witness to God's people, and you want to be able to minister, the Bible says, be salty in season and out of season. We need to always stand on our guard with the enemy, not with the God, because God has always known what you're going to do. God is always 3 steps ahead of us, not behind us, ahead of us. As long as we keep our guard up and always knowing the enemy's warfare and knowing what the enemy's tactics are, we'll be able to say no. No means no. Look, if somebody calls you and you don't see them for a long time, hey, let's just say this, just because, come on, let's just go to a bar.